Awesome street talks. Street gods. ASMR talks.
Alright, some woke thoughts. So, how to become woke? First of all, if you want to become woke, don't toke. Also, if you want to become woke, don't eat vegetables, don't eat fruit, don't eat kale and quinoa. Now, kale's alright. Kale, collard greens, bitter herbs is good for you. Only in so far much as dark bitter greens are low key poison toxin, which actually makes you stronger. The biological function of hormesis, not to be confused with homeopathy, which is pseudoscience. Hormesis is the biological phenomenon in which small doses of stressors actually makes you stronger. So for example, a bad thing is, well, things that you wouldn't want, right? You wouldn't want to be like some sort of guinea pig stuck in a metabolic homeostasis center. People like seeking homeostasis. Not my fucking, not only losers want homeostasis. I think people who dislike unpredictabilities, people who strive for certainty, is a sign of maybe some sort of like too much lemming mentality. So yeah, probably the greatest benefit I had studying sociology was actually it actually taught me to desocialize myself. I think a lot about the value of college, right? I mean, I guess you could learn this stuff on your own. I think it just depends on your family background. If you're like first generation, like for example, my parents are from South Korea, they met in the States, I was born in the States. And so for me, going to college was hugely useful because it got me out of my little bubble. You don't want to be a bubble boy? And just exposure to a new place. I freaking love LA. Grew up in the Bay Area, Alameda, Oakland, still have my 510 area code numbers. And they got to UC as an undergrad. That's where I met Cindy. Did this. And yeah, like if I wasn't coming to LA, I wouldn't have become the Urkim I am today. So even the benefit of college for just like going off into the real world was hugely beneficial. Also given my mom's just like crazy super double work time, full time working at a sushi restaurant. And so like there's definitely a lot of good things to say about college if your parents are like new immigrants or whatever. I think the utility delta goes down after let's say both your parents are like super educated, like both your parents are PhD professors, then yeah, certainly going to college is not going to be as useful. Just general thoughts. I don't think once you go to college, if one is going to go into serious debt, I mean, debt is the devil. Any sort of debt I think is bad. Am I the only millennial I know who's has zero debt and actually has, oh my god, I think we have like 3+ Lamborghini Huracans in our savings approximately. I have at least a Aventador worth of crypto right now. I have around, just for personal reference, I got around like 20,800 Chainlink, something like that. Good. Both your, like, Yeah, just simple. It's like, if you're gonna go with debt, don't go to college. Super simple. Yeah, so even send, like, he gets a full ride somewhere or whatevs. I'm like, yeah, go for it. If he's like, Dad, I wanna go study, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I gotta take on like $200,000 worth of student loans. I'll be like, no way, Jose. It's a best phrase. No way, Jose. Yeah, good, good thinking. Oh, also, thinking off the grid is useful. Even, man, I'm like, freaking, I think I found my paradise here in, Culver City, guys. Yeah, downtown Culver is, it's good. Cindy and I were randomly looking at, like, maybe, you know, buying a place here. I think the big problem I've personally discovered is all the properties here are like, they're like okay locations, but not insanely good. And so, honestly, if you scored a rental property that's an insanely good location and like it's clean, it's on the second floor, you get a lot of natural light, good fixtures, recently renovated, I would just say, yeah, squat that for the rest of your life. I think even big issues I've discovered with the whole buying a house, like, I just like look at these like $3 million, $5 million, $5.5 million, $6 million houses. I mean, just some pragmatic concerns is you always have to be tied to your property, which is not good. I don't know, it's like, I think that two things that millennials are focusing on is homes and cars. Even I saw an ad, so actually, one of the best ways to understand modern day society is just look at a lot of modern day advertising. So, a lot of the ads in here in LA, they're like, I buy in cash, any condition, one, your home, two, your car. And I'm like, wow. It just spelt it out. That's what everyone in LA and America wastes their money on, is homes and cars. And also the big downside of owning a home, you know, sooner or later, based on all my friends that did it, like sooner or later, you're gonna find something you wanna renovate, like your kitchen, your, you know, whatever, open up a room, blah, blah. I'm like, man, it can't be after, like, if it cannot be done in like an hour or a day or half a day, it's not worth the work. Like, even we're renting a really nice apartment, right? And then like one of the screws fell off, and then like we had this busted drawer thingy for like a week, super annoying. And I'm just like, I'm just gonna fix it myself, get the drill bit. And then it's like, yeah, the screw doesn't really fit. And I kind of did a ghetto ass job. It's about like 30% good, at least it ain't falling off the hinge. I'm like, man, if I had to maintain a whole house, yeah, F this. And also, like, a funny thing is, now we just have one bathroom, which is good. I mean, it's got some problems too, because, you know, not more than one person could be using the bathroom at a time. But at least, like, it's easier to keep clean and maintain. So, spending time to keep the bathroom clean, it's way easier, more manageable. Even like simple things I've discovered is like every once in a while you gotta bleach the shower, bathtub, thingy. Ooh, holiday pop-up. Let's check out these Christmas decorations. Yeah, hit up the, well, this is pretty cute. Check out the, if you in LA, SoCal areas, check out the, oh wow, it's so cute. I like the holiday pop-up at the, what's this place called, Platform? Oh, it's so cute. Okay. It's so funny, I feel like so LA, I'm like an effing vlogger, right? Ooh, look at the little Candy King friends. I'm like, yeah, it's like so nice, we live in the neighborhood, just go take sand, see the fake gingerbread house. Oh wow. Yeah, Sam will love this. Yeah, Platform Park, y'all doing good job. Urquim approved. Ooh, nice little stage, cool. So yeah, I think Sponsored by, what's Govi? Oh, Govi Crispin. It is. So yeah, I think becoming a vlogger. So what does it mean to be a vlogger? Just vlog whatever random thoughts you have on your minds. You don't have to do a good camera. Just Lumix G. I'm just using the G9, the older one. I guess there's a version 2 out now. Always a good sign. I'm just using the Panasonic Lumix, 14 millimeter spherical pancake 2.5. No external mic. I'm like, F it. It's just fine. Then you can just export to 720p. It's probably fine too. So, whoa. A lot of winds. Some thoughts on how to become woke. So also some funny things I'm learning about AI, etc. The downside of AI is that AI cannot really have fun. It can't really troll you. Like, is EK the ultimate troll? Like, yeah, maybe. I'll just posit some new things. So woke is the opposite of being asleep. So the opposite of being woke is sedated, I think. You want to be woke, awoke, awakened. Like, you want to be alert, right? So it's all via negativa. So some simple thoughts. First, don't do the marijuana's stuff. It's not open yet. Don't do the marijuanas, don't do the CBD, THC, whatever, right? I'm like, am I the only millennial? I was born in 88, right? Am I the only millennial I know that don't drink alcohol or doesn't smoke marijuana? Whatever, I'm like, I don't even know how to spell marijuana, right? I was trying to chat GPT. I'm like, physiological downsides of marijuana. I'm like, how do you spell marijuana? It's like M-A-R-I-J-U-A-N-N-A. And then it just like ChatGPT automatically corrected it for me. Thank goodness. A lot of bad things, guys. It gets lowers your testosterone production. I'm like, that alone, don't do it. And also it messes up fertility. If you're all trying to get pregnant, stop smoking the weeds. A lot of people nowadays, they're like, oh yeah, I need it for stress relief or to sleep. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I'm certain it does that, but also every upside has a downside. So there's also this weird bias is that somehow weed has no downsides, which is silly. I think it obviously cognitively impairs you. You're not gonna probably want to get super, super, super stoned and then deadlift 1,000 pounds or squat 1,000 pounds. Atlas lift 1,000 pounds, probably not a good idea. My thought is, if you really want to de-stress, do it naturally. People are like, oh yeah, but weed is natural. I'm like, yeah, so are poisonous mushrooms, or so is like, sorry. A lot of toxins are natural, but still kill you, right? So yeah, just take it insanely. Okay, just go to the gym, lift heavy weights, talk to the other pretty girls and the pretty boys and the pretty peoples at the gyms, hit the hot sauna, go to the gym at least twice a day, in the morning and the evening, hot sauna. Or if you have a bathtub at home, simple solution. Something I've been doing now that's getting colder, start off with a really, really cold shower, and then, you know, jump in the tub, and then put the water so effing boiling hot that you feel like you're gonna die, and then tolerate a little bit, and then once it's too hot, turn it off, and then end cold shower, the pop out. Or if you don't have a bathtub, start off with a really cold shower, then blast it, make it super effing hot, shower, end with the cold, and then just peace out. So I think barbelling between extreme cold and hot is a good way to get your physiology going. So that's the first thing. You want to become woke? Don't toke. don't trust nobody who walks, who talks, right? So don't do the marijuanas, don't do the weed, don't go to a CBD EDM electric dance festival, Burning Man festival. I'm like, y'all just want to do a bunch of drugs. I'm like, I don't trust nobody who does no drugs, right? Because like, it takes more courage to be too sober. I'm just like, would anyone go to a rave or the Burning Man's or Coachella or any of these festivals 100% sober, no weed, no alcohol? Probably not, right? Let that be. If you really want to be woke, right? Yeah, don't take no sedatives. I think real woke people eat more meat, 100% carnivore diet. So, Mike, am I the only one I know who's like 100% unabashedly masculine and like to eat the meats? I'm like, if you're like, oh, eating meat is gonna be bad for a planet, I'm like, yeah, then okay, then just eat the scraps. Eat the beef liver, beef heart, beef intestine, tongue, the things that people typically throw away as scraps, right? Because that's quote-unquote good for the planet, because, you know, people slaughtering all these animals and just toss all the byproducts. And like, one could even make the argument that, yo, you eating the almond butter and almonds, yo, that's bad for the planet, because that shit takes away so much water away from California drought systems. But people don't like to think that, right? Also, it's good to consider too. Yep, this whole trend towards plant-based veganism. Just follow the money. Just think about it. Selling plant-based products, profit-wise, it's very profitable. Just toss in some sort of fake sugar, quote-unquote. And, oh, another pro tip. Don't trust nothing that says, quote-unquote, no sugar added, because often they either add a fake sugar substitute and or it's already naturally sugary. People are like, yeah, but this orange juice is no sugar added. I'm like, yeah, but it's still like 80 grams of sugar. It's like, yeah, but it's natural sugar. I'm like, it's naturally going to make you fat. It's naturally going to give you diabetes. And actually, the fact of the matter is, a lot of these modern day fruits and vegetables, whatever, it's essentially candy with a good conscience. If you look at the Levant, the ancient Mediterranean, the OG fruit trees, super, super tiny, super, super bitter, not very sweet at all. I think nowadays the modern day fruit, vegetable, whatever, it's just all genetically modified, super, super sweet. Anything sweet you consume is gonna make you fat. So whether it's real sugar or fake sugar, Coke Zero makes you fat. Don't drink it. So another thing. I think if you really want to be woke, one should not and must not deny physiology, right? Physiology, hormones, right? Just go on ChatGPT, ChatGPT-4, buy the premium, don't be a cheapo, and just write number hormone difference between men and women and testosterone and estrogen. And obviously men have like at least 1,000x testosterone compared to women, because women don't have testes, testosterone, your balls, right? And then men also have estrogen, but women obviously have 10x, 50x, 100x more estrogen. And anyone who does hormone replacement theory, I think it's not a good idea. And this is where the whole transgender, transsexual thing is a little confusing to me. I studied sociology. I was like way ahead of the curve. I was already studying people who did the gender change, sex change, or whatever back in college when I was, 2006, 2010, yeah. I was studying this like, yeah. So even like this whole modern day thing, I'm confused, right? I just watched the Imitation Game with the Alan Turing movie, where they found out he was gay, and then his punishment was they forced him to do the hormone replacement theory, and then he went crazy and killed himself. Not good. So I'm like, yeah, obviously Why do you have to do the whole motorbike place? Just do the thing. I think it's yeah, these things are not reversible. I mean, look at anybody who's, you know, female bodybuilders who's taking too much testosterone or steroid-like things. It forever negatively affects their facial structure, their whatever is not good. Yeah, just don't do it. Yeah, also other ways to be woke is, yeah, I think it's just to be more critical. I mean, for example, stop calling people coco white, because there ain't no such thing as white people. Don't call people black, because ain't no such thing as black people. My thought is, it's a consistent thing. If you're going to call people white and black, you got to start calling Asian people yellow. And if you're all going to do that, start calling, Native American people red. So yeah, everyone's like, yeah. So anyone who talks too much about race, racism, blah, blah, they's not real woke.